Hey there, Mohawk Mafia listeners. Thanks for tuning into the bonus episode from our Patreon archive. If you want to hear the latest and greatest content, head over to patreon.com/Milwaukee Mafia to join the Patreon today. Catch you on the other side.
You're listening to Milwaukee Mafia, your podcast dose of Wisconsin Mafia and true crime history.
Hey, Milwaukee Mafia Patreon members, we're back with another episode. Gavin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Are you ready for a question?
I think so. I've got some delicious J&B scotch here, just kind of sitting in some delicious water, ready to go.
Which, by the way, is a fresh bottle of whiskey. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, is that whiskey? I don't even know what J&B
is. It is. It's scotch. Scotch whiskey. Yeah.
So, but that's a fresh bottle that Gavin just brought today. So, because our sponsors have not been keeping up with the bottles of whiskey.
I'm sorry, J&B is not a sponsor, which is fine because it's not my favorite anyway.
And it was free.
So,
all right. Well, your question for the day is, can you address current rumors of mob activities and rackets today? Which I, by the way, I like the term rackets. I know this is a real thing, but it's just a weird word.
It is a weird it is a weird word, and I didn't write that. That's exactly how the question came in. So, rackets. let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I would like to know: can you trace it back to where that came from? Because I've heard of that rackets used in that way before. So, but why?
I don't really know. Like, I've looked into this, and I don't remember the details. But, like, a racket is basically a scam. It could be legitimate. Like, you could be like, oh, yeah, I'm in the whatever racket. But people don't really use it that way. They usually use it to refer to something shady that they're involved in. Like, and then that's you're in the rackets, and somebody who does that is a racketeer. And then eventually it went from being like a slang term to a real term because now the actual crime you can be charged with is racketeering.
I suppose, yeah.
So I'm not really sure where it started. I know I've looked it up, but I don't remember. But it went from being a slang thing from like the 1920s or something to actually like now being the legal term. for people like – doing things that interfere with normal business and commerce and things like that. So, yeah, that's fun. But more to the general question, I think we had a very similar question in the past about what's the current situation or is there still a Milwaukee Mafia?
We did an episode, actually.
Right.
Of whether the Mafia still exists.
Right. And you know, there's a long answer and a short answer, and the short answer I give is no, and I got some pushback, which is why this question came in. And, you know, here's the thing. As I said at the time, I'm relying on historic records here, so I know more about the 60s and 70s than I do the 80s, 90s, or today. What's going on today, I only know if it makes the newspaper. I don't have any inside sources on that. So I don't get the fun behind-the-scenes look at what the cops on the street get. I only get that years later when it becomes public. So so I am sort of at that mercy. And I hear rumors from people being like, yes, I still see guys go to certain bars and they hand over envelopes of money and they kiss each other on the cheek and they do the whole thing. And nobody ever gives me like a bar name or names any guys. So they're not even like giving me concrete things, which is not to say that they're making up the story, but they're not giving me a lead to even look into this. So from where I'm coming from, like I don't see much of it. However, again, kind of the funny thing about all this is thanks to this podcast, more people – and generally, I would say younger people are becoming aware of the writing and the work that I've done. When I was doing it strictly through books and talks, the average age of the people who would attend the talks or buy the books was almost never under 50 years old.
Okay.
I mean, it was more common that somebody 70, 75 is showing up at these things. And that's been trending downward. I've been seeing a lot more people in their 20s and 30s showing up at these talks. And I don't know if it's because of the podcast, but I feel like there's probably some overlap there because not to be stereotyping, but I generally think that younger people listen to podcasts more than people, you know, in their retirement years. I could be very wrong. Maybe retirement year people love podcasts.
There are certainly people at that age that listen to podcasts, but I would agree with you that it's a younger demographic that's probably listening to them.
Yeah. So as part of that, I have had more people on the younger side reach out and they'd say that in the not too distant past, maybe not today, but in the not too distant past, they knew that there was still stuff going on. Again, they're usually pretty vague about it. And some of them are actually even kind of scared about it. I had one person very recently, and I don't want to give their name because they were kind of confidential about the way they approached me. But they were telling me about how their family was in the restaurant business. And there was a gentleman who came in every day, year after year, and sat in the same booth in the corner and was a connected guy, a guy who was in the mob or, you know, worked with the mob. And he just kind of looked over the restaurant for them, kind of made sure everything went okay. Nobody messed with the place and that sort of thing. And that was what he did. Like when he wasn't out doing other mob stuff, he sat there and he watched over the restaurant. And I was able to verify some of that. I mean, not everything, because it's not all that goes into a record, you know. Mm-hmm. There's nobody out there taking notes being like, yep, he came in again today, you know. But the general story I was told did match up with the facts. So
I'm curious.
So, I mean, I guess there – maybe not today, but in the not-too-distant past, apparently there were still some guys just kind of at least hanging out and making sure things were all right.
Can you talk a little bit about – so when you have verified this story, what mm-hmm. do you do to verify that? Like, are you just looking for other people that can confirm that this actually happened? Or, I mean, because I'm like, a guy sitting in a restaurant, how do you verify that? I mean.
Well, I couldn't verify that specifically. I'm taking them at their word on that. But there are certain things where they're like, I believe that they were involved with this, this, and this. And that they knew my family because of this and this. And I'm able to look at that. I'm able to track who is related to who and who was caught running certain scams or in certain circles with other people. That part I can do.
So
and that checked out, that the guy who would sit in the corner was a very close friend of the restaurant owner.
Okay.
That I could confirm.
So this person that reached out to you was able to give you the name of the person that,
yes,
that was in the restaurant.
I'm being really vague here, yeah. But yes, they gave me the name of the person.
And then you were
restaurant.
Able to take that name, go look at their history and see, okay, could this guy be tied in some way to the
right.
the mafia
right.
that you know?
Right. And he absolutely was. So
interesting.
So yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what they thought would happen to the restaurant. I don't know who they thought was going to come in and rob it or try to demand money or break up the place. I'm not entirely sure what the threat was, because the stuff, if it is still happening, it's really quiet. I mean, you cannot find it in the paper. So nobody's reporting this stuff anymore. No one's getting killed for it anymore. I generally say that the last mafia murder in Milwaukee is in 1989. I mean, that's 30-some years ago now. So, if there has been one since then it wasn't reported as a mafia murder. So it's like, it's really quiet.
And I don't know, remember if I said this on our Does Milwaukee Mafia Exist, but it would be my personal opinion to say that it's completely gone
mm-hmm.
isn't really reasonable.
Okay.
I actually believe that it's got to be there in some existence, but like it's probably might be so small and so insignificant now that you might not ever hear about it because
right.
it's just, it's not a thing anymore because it's just not big enough. They don't have the power that they may once have had.
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, if someone told me there's still like five old guys who get together and play cards and smoke cigars, yeah, I believe that. Absolutely. But I don't even know what they would be involved in. I mean, you could still be a bookie if you wanted to be. Bookies are still a thing. They exist. But gambling is so legalized now that it's not what it used to be. You can't really steal money out of the unions because the unions don't have money anymore. I mean, there's drugs. That's always an option. But so many of the traditional things that they got money out of, just it's not there.
Not an option anymore.
Yeah. So, you know, there's not that there aren't ways of making money, you know, as you know, just an hour ago, we were watching a special on con artists. So, like, yeah, there's ways of getting money out of businesses and banks that are not legitimate. It's still, that's still a thing, very much. But anything that, like, we would normally associate with the mafia as a mafia crime, they're almost all gone.
Yeah. And actually, that's a very good argument, and I could see it just kind of dying off as those things died off. But I, at the same time, I could flip it around and at the same time and see, like, maybe these guys have just gotten that much smarter about what they're doing and have just gotten into things where it's almost like a underground business that they're no longer out there killing people. They're no longer doing the dramatic things they did back in the 70s.
Right.
And they're just able to, on a small scale, fly right under the radar, you know, and maybe there are people getting arrested, but nobody takes it as mafia.
It's possible.
You know, because, I mean, I'm sure in Milwaukee in the last 15 years, you could find an Italian person that got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
But they probably just didn't say, oh, it's a mafia person. But well, could it be?
Be careful how you say that.
Yes, because not all Italian people are. I mean,
if you're Italian and you got arrested, it doesn't mean you're in the mob. Be very careful how you phrase that.
Yes. The point being is that maybe they are getting arrested, but not getting arrested as mafia members, which in the 70s, they were more focused on there being a mafia and saying, oh, this guy was a mafia member.
Right. No, I agree with that. And I would, if anybody out there wants to share stories with me, you know, I keep it confidential. I'd be happy to hear them. Or if you do work in law enforcement and you want to like share a story or pass some documents on to me, I'd love to see them. And I mean, and I don't think that's illegal. I mean, most police records are public record. I just don't know to look for them because I don't know that they're there.
Yeah. Put them on, at a minimum, put you on the right path of what to look for to see.
Yeah, if you're a Milwaukee police officer and you know about a regular, you know, craps game that gets busted up every so often, I'd love to see the arrest record for that. I'm not aware of it, so could completely change my mind. I'm very stubborn on this. Like, I'm holding firm to my no, but, you know, I'm not saying you can't change my mind. You can definitely change my mind.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. You're still saying no, even with the other things that have come up since the start of this podcast and stuff like that. You're still at a no, I don't think it exists.
I'm at the point where if it exists, it exists at such a small level that
you wouldn't even consider it a mafia.
Right.
Okay. And I think that's probably a fair assessment.
If it's guys making $50 a week off of a football game, I don't even care. Like, whatever. So until somebody can actually point to something to me where there's a murder, there's a significant amount of money changing hands, there's actually something that is a crime that is worth talking about.
A huge underground gambling network, something like that, right?
Right.
Something significant where you can say, yeah, there is serious money being made doing.
Because if all you're going to tell me is people go to a bar and they're, you know, making money off a football pool, I'll tell you can do that at any bar in the state. That's not a mafia thing. Gambling is basically, it's not, technically speaking, it's not legal, but nobody actually enforces it. A football pool is illegal, just so people know. It's you can't legally do that. But if you go to a bar, a lot of bars have a football pool, and they don't hide it. So it's
clearly hanging up on a sign on the wall. So
So it's is it a crime? Yeah, but is it something the mafia is making a lot of money off of? I don't think so. So I would like to see what's out there. You know, somebody please show me something that is going to convince me. As somebody who writes about this, who talks about this, I mean, it would be in my benefit for there to be something. But I'm being firm, and until I see the evidence, I don't want to say something is there that I don't have the evidence for.
One more question on top of this.
Yeah, bring it.
No, because when I read this question, it's not generally just asking about Milwaukee.
So, oh, it's not. Okay.
Well, that's the way I read it.
Okay.
But being that you're the Milwaukee Mafia podcast guy, I mean, one could also look at this question and say that it is probably about Milwaukee. But seeing as that you are connected into a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge about other mafia areas, do you think, has anybody presented to you, any of those people presented to you a thing that makes you think that maybe in another city there clearly might be a mafia? Or do you feel
that's no doubt.
Okay.
No, absolutely. New York still has five mafia families. Chicago still has their mafia family. You can look it up. It's everybody knows who the boss in Chicago is.
Oh,
yeah, it's public, and I mean they deny it, but everybody knows. And just this last week, as we're recording it, another guy got shot and killed in Montreal. Montreal has, of any city in the United States or Canada, Montreal has the worst mafia. And people are still getting killed there on a regular basis. So
what about it, like New York and Chicago? Are these
the murders have dropped significantly?
And are they might be running something a little more under the radar type thing? They're not making news really like they used to, or
they don't make the news as often. I mean, they have narcotics distribution, so they have that going for them, which Milwaukee didn't really get involved in. They were very late to the game, whereas Chicago was and New York were in it from basically day one. And they still have some things where they can extort money from businesses. Like the garbage industry is a running theme that we go through. And I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody told me that in Chicago they were still getting a piece of that, because for the longest time they had their own companies that they basically would present fake rivalries, you know, like there'd be two different companies, but they'd be owned by the same people. And then they could do competing bids
to drive the price up.
Right. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, and it's the same. That's the same as like Milwaukee did with the vending. Like there'd be like five different companies, but they were all owned by the same person. And you do the same thing where you'd have the first guy go in and say, I'll put my machine in here. I'll give you 25% of the profit off this machine. And then the second guy comes in and he says, I'm going to give you 40%. And you're going to go with the second guy. You're like, 40%? That's way better than the 25%. But you're dealing with the exact same guy. So you seem like you're getting a better deal, which, I mean, you are. But you're still giving 60% away to the other guy.
So it's just like a matter of the impression that you're getting a good deal and not. Which is actually that strategy, it's collusion, I guess. So it's not technically legal, but seems like it would almost be something that any sort of law enforcement would never even care about.
Right. It's like creating the illusion of free enterprise.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, I've got these five different companies to choose from, but you really don't.
Interesting.
But yeah, no, as far as the mafia and others, yeah, absolutely. It's still, because I'm not denying the existence of the mafia.
Yeah.
No, it's very real. And yeah, in Montreal, it's going strong. Plenty of dead bodies there, and they they are very good at what they do, because in Montreal, they've basically partnered with the motorcycle clubs, which Milwaukee never really did. I'm not sure about Chicago or New York, but definitely in Montreal, they partnered with the motorcycle clubs, which is brilliant, because that's, if you want to like distribute stuff, whether it's narcotics or whatever, you know, those are the guys you want to work with, because they're driving cross country all the time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Cool. All right. Do you have anything else to add to this? Or
not really. Not really. But basically, I mean, I'm just throwing the challenge out there. I mean, convince me. I can be convinced. I'm holding firm, but I'm not unbreakable on this. So if somebody can give me a name, give me a record, give me something concrete
to find that trail.
I will come on here and I will apologize. We can record a whole half hour of me being like, I was so wrong. But for right now, I need to see the evidence.
Great. All right, Milwaukee Mafia Patreon members, that'll wrap this episode up. We will be back next week with a regular episode and 2 weeks with another Patreon.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and your continued support.
Thanks for tuning in to the Milwaukee Mafia Podcast. Join us next time for another look back at Wisconsin Mafia and true crime history.